Are you ready to talk Padres baseball?
We've got you covered.
Tonight, the Padres will look to win another one against the Braves at Petco Park. And we've got Jesse Agler here, bringing great perspective and information to Padres Social Hour in the third person.
He takes a really, I think, realistic view of things. He sort of understands the modern state of baseball. He's not kind of one of these people that thinks nothing has changed since 1950.
We are also joined by Kurt Bavacqua and his mustache.
Do you shampoo your mustache? How do we care for that? Because it is a beautiful thing. I mean, you've got one of the great mustaches in baseball history, so I figure who better to ask?
It is interesting, isn't it?
Now, broadcasting from the AMR studio, it's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines, with your hosts, Jesse Agler, Kurt Bavacqua's mustache.
I can't grow a mustache. It would take me 7 months to do like half of what you've got.
And Kurt Bavacqua.
You know, every day at the start of the show, I'm reminded how off track we get at times. Like, oh, you're home to talk Padres baseball every day, all season long.
But that's how focused you are during the show, because I see us getting off track all the time.
Okay. It does happen, though, doesn't it?
But it's my fault.
No. It's everybody. It's nobody's fault. How about that? I was about to say it's everybody's fault. It's no one's fault.
That's what it's supposed to be,
that's
right?
That's the part of the fun of this.
Exactly.
If we just sat here and read the stat line every day.
We wouldn't get the rave reviews we
Matt
have.
Matt Kemp is hitting 270 with 18 home runs. Like, no, that
that's
would be
kind of boring.
That's terribly boring.
Yes.
What we do, only remotely boring. Totally
right.
Different kind of thing. Welcome to Padres Social Hour, presented by United. Getting ready for the second game of this three-game series against the Atlanta Braves. And if you have not heard, about 15 minutes ago, the Padres announced that they've made a trade. Now, somebody's saying, whoa, 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 Agler. You told me on July 31st that it was the trade deadline. And I would say, I told you it was the non-waiver trade deadline, which means in the month of August, if a player clears through waivers, he is eligible to be traded to anybody. If he is claimed by a team on waivers, he is eligible to be traded to that team, or he can be dumped on that team salary-wise. So trades can be made, and one has been made. We also have reports of a couple of trades that were not made by the Padres, waiver claims and guys getting called back. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but first the news. Outfielder Will Venable, the longest tenured Padre, has been traded to the Texas Rangers for catcher Marcus Green Jr. and a player to be named later. Now, a lot to get to here from a baseball standpoint. I just want to say something really quickly, and Kurt, you're welcome to as well. Last year was my first year here. Will Venable, this will ever be a trivia question, was the first interview we ever did on Padres Social Hour from spring training last year. I am not just saying this because the guy has been traded. I'm not just saying this to say it. This is one of the best dudes you'll ever run into if you get the chance to run into him. So I want to take my very quick personal moment to thank Will Venable for being as welcoming as he was when I got here last year and for being just an all-around awesome guy. He's 32 years old. He's going to be a free agent. So, this is not the greatest surprise in the world, getting an opportunity to go to a team that's trying to make a push to get into the postseason. In fact, we'll see him when the Rangers come back in a couple of weeks because they do play here in the next homestand after that long road trip. But absolute best wishes to Will Venable. Just an unbelievably great, great guy. And you cannot say that about everybody, but you can say it about Will Venable, in my experience.
And I think that would be trumped by a lot of other people who are going to say the same thing, because he's the kind of person that it's a joy to meet in the game, and it's sad to see him go. But you know that it's a part of the game.
Yeah.
You know that it's the business part. You know that at the end of this year, Will can become a free agent. The Padres realize that. Maybe and maybe not. That they've had discussions with him on what he might be willing to do or with his agent. And if he says, I'm going to test the free agent market, the ball club got somebody back for him.
All right, so we'll see. We'll see how that all shakes out. But again, Will Venable going. The catcher coming back, Marcus Green Jr., has played a little bit of outfield. He's a single-A guy. I think tomorrow is his 21st birthday. Young guy, 16th round pick. Had Tommy John surgery earlier this year. So he's a down-the-line kind of guy and a player to be named later as well coming back to the Padres. But this is, as you said, getting something for a guy who's a free agent to be in Will Venable. Jed Jerko now the longest tenured person within this organization And if you want to go to guys from a major league service time standpoint with the Padres, Alonzo Kashner, now the longest tenured Padres from a major league perspective. Will Venable had been the guy that had been here for a long time. And so he goes to the Texas Rangers. And again, this just came out about 20 minutes ago. And I get the sense it materialized pretty quickly prior to that, because he was in the starting lineup today. He was out there for batting practice. So obviously it happened very, very quickly. And one of the first things you said to me, hey, Roger McDowell's here. One of the first things he said to me was, I can't believe it took this long for the Rangers and the Padres to make a trade. McDowell, the Padre pitching coach, the Atlanta pitching coach, and one of the great all-time characters in baseball history, was just hanging out here. I don't know why, but that was cool.
I think he saw the beer jugs.
Got it. Not before the game.
I didn't say he drank any.
Oh, okay.
He saw them. He just wanted, yes.
Got it. He was out here on, we got the AMR down the line suite outside of left field here.
Which is awesome if you haven't been here.
The little wall, yeah, the 5-foot wall. And the Braves pitching coach, Roger McDowell, who is known to be truly one of the great characters of his era.
A lot of fun.
Just hanging out. And now he's gone. He
was.
But I apologize. I interrupted myself with Roger McDowell talk.
It's hard to interrupt yourself.
It can be done. It can be done. I was talking about John Daniels and A.J. Preller coming together to make a
trade. Exactly.
We expected this at some point prior to now, probably. Mm-hmm. Half seriously.
Just because of the relationship. That's all. I mean, it's only natural. You're going to go back to people you feel comfortable with. That's why when changes are made in a game, it's no different than when changes are made in a front office or management position at a certain job. You're going to go to people that you feel comfortable with and bring them in to be next to you. That's what AJ went back to Texas.
That's it. John, a guy he knows about.
Sure.
He may have had something to do with drafting him. We'll find out a little bit more about what's going through AJ Preller's head at the top of the hour, I believe. We'll hear from him at some point coming up. Yes, conference call at 6 o'clock tonight. So we won't carry it for you, obviously, but we'll be able to pass along some of what A.J. Preller has to say. He's going to meet or call with the media coming up in about 25 minutes. So we'll pass along some of what he has to say. And like you said, this is a guy he has some familiarity with. We'll find out just how much familiarity he has with him. But as much as anything else, Will Venable, a free agent to be, hey, you get something, and he cleared through waiver. So that is certainly the news of the day. Colin Ray winning his second big league start after winning his first big league start last night. Also part of the news of the day. We'll talk about that. Our buddy Brady Phelps is going to stop by. Lob shots from Twitter. You know, he's the guy from the internet.
Yes.
He's going to come by and hang out for a little bit. He's coming to the game today, so we always have a nice time catching up with him. That's coming up in a little bit as well. But John Heyman of CBS reporting that the Padres had two veteran players claimed on waivers today and that they pulled them back, meaning they're now here for the duration of this season. A couple of guys who are also, like Will Venable, free agents to be. Starting pitcher Ian Kennedy, who's pitched really, really well his last few times out, and relief pitcher Joaquin Benoit, who has also really, most of all season, been outstanding again for the Padres. San Diego does have a team option for Benoit for next year, so they can pick up that option if they want to keep him under contract in 2016. Kennedy is a free agent, free and clear, after the end of the year. But Heyman reporting that both guys were claimed on waivers and that the Padres pulled them both back. So officially, Kennedy and Benoit will be here the rest of the season.
I'm wondering if they were claimed via a block.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a possibility.
And that's why they were pulled back, or at least in Ian's situation. I can see them having plans for Benoit going into next year, but with Ian playing as free agency, I'm sure that if it wasn't a block situation, they might have let him go.
Yeah, well, I mean, it would depend upon what the other team was willing to offer.
Exactly.
And we don't know who the team was. Yeah, exactly. We're never going to know anything.
I know. I hate that.
It's funny, right?
I think when a guy gets claimed, they should give you the deal, the deal was.
Were you here when we talked to Jesse Spector of the Sporting News a couple of weeks ago? He wrote a whole article. It was really good food for thought. And he said, forget the waiver system in August for trades. He says, make like a posting system. Like when you're trying to get a player from Japan. He says, how about do that, and then it's all kind of out there, and you know what's happening. So instead of these little shady reports leaking out, you actually have some information. And his idea was, so let's use Will Venable, who was traded today as the example. The Padres would post Will Venable, and then the other teams would have 24 hours to make offers to the Padres, and then they could choose either to accept one of those offers, or they could take him back and say, no, we're going to keep him, and then he'd be here the rest of the season. And that all happened more publicly, and we had a better sense of what was actually happening.
And explain the block. situation.
Sure. So you said this could be that's a good point. Thank you. You said this could be a block situation. So the waiver priority is based upon your record.
Mm-hmm.
And so the worst team in the league gets the first chance to claim somebody, then the team with the next worst record, and so on and so forth. And the team with the best record has the last opportunity to put in a waiver claim on somebody. So in a situation where, let's use the Blue Jays and Yankees for an example, because they're kind of jockeying back and forth in the American League East, if right now the Blue Jays are behind the Yankees and they say, man, the Yankees would really maybe go after this guy on waivers, we're going to claim him. And we got no interest in actually taking him, but we're going to do it so that he can't get to the Yankees. So that kind of thing does happen this time of year as well.
And it could have been the same thing with Texas and L.A.
Yes. Could have been.
Could have been.
There you go. The Rangers. Well, yeah, the American League West and the American League Wild Card, for that
mm-hmm.
matter, very tight. You got
yes,
some good teams playing ball
yes,
right
it
there.
Is.
All right, we got a lot of good Twitter questions coming in, as you would expect. After the trade, people want to get as much information as possible, and we'll tell you what we can. We'll also pass along some of what A.J. Preller has to say in his media conference call, which is coming up about 20 minutes from now. When we return, Twitter questions. We'll also get into last night's win over the Atlanta Braves. You can hop on board Twitter-wise using the hashtag PadresSH. That's how you join us. Use the hashtag PadresSH. Lots going on. Will Venable has been traded to the Rangers, and we'll answer your questions on Twitter about the trade and whatever else you got going on when we come back. Join the Padres for Pedal at the Park, an inaugural radio telethon and cycling event coming up September 12th that will benefit Pedal the Cause and local cancer research centers. Participate in a one-hour cycling class on the field featuring a DJ, the Padres game, which will be on the big board, a post party, and more. To register, and it's a great cause, go to padres.com/pedal. Padres.com/pedal. We're going to be playing a big part in that. Looking forward to it, certainly. Take a break, come back, get to your questions about the Venable trade. This is Padres Social Hour, presented by United.
We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padres Social Hour.
Padres Social Hour, presented by United. We are live. AMR Studio at Petco Park with Kurt Bavacqua. I'm Jesse Agler. Game 2 against the Braves coming up. James Shields against, hey, Matt Whistler.
Mm-hmm.
Going to start against the Padres tonight for the Atlanta Braves.
I was just talking to Roger about him.
Roger McDowell, the Braves
the
pitching
deck.
Coach. Yeah.
You lost your train of thought.
He was hanging out
the
here.
Last time you were
Look,
talking.
We've done this show here now for almost two full seasons.
And it's the first time that's ever happened.
Uniform personnel from the other team just hanging out. Yeah, no, we haven't had that before.
No.
But Roger McDowell beats to, or drums the beat of his own, you know, that one.
Marches to
the
beat
of his
own
drum.
Drummer.
Thank you. Yeah,
there
right.
you go.
That one.
See,
yeah.
That's why we're a team right there. So,
according to Blooper's reaction, that's the funniest thing that's ever happened on the show, which is really sad.
What were we talking about?
Roger McDowell and Matt Whistler.
Whistler.
You were getting the scouting report.
I was. No, I was telling him how, you know, he looks like a good-looking kid. I mean, he's got good stuff, got a chance to have a good future in the game, and
yeah.
he agrees. He's got to be more consistent, as all pitching coaches will tell you, the same thing. And we'll see him tonight.
Yes,
first
we
time
will.
Back.
Matt Whistler, who made his major league debut with the Braves earlier this season, but was with the Padres in big league camp and spring training
mm-hmm.
recently. Obviously one of the top pitching prospects at some point, and he'll start against the Padres for the first time, and he'll pitch here at Petco Park in a regular season game for the very first time. So Will Venable traded to the Rangers. The Padres get catching prospect Marcus Green Jr., 21-year-old, also a player to be named later. And so there has been some question about the Padres making another roster move, because right now just 24 men on the big league roster, so they can call somebody up or they can do something to add a 25th guy. We have not gotten word that that's happening today, which makes me think it won't happen until tomorrow. Again, it sounded like this thing came together pretty quickly, so I don't know that they even had time to get somebody here in time for this game. But there are all kinds of possibilities there. Travis Jankowski has been playing center field pretty much every day for El Paso and leading off. So does he maybe get added and brought up to make his major league debut? Is it a relief pitcher? I don't know. They've been playing with an extra guy on the bench the last couple of days. We'll wait and see, I guess.
What do you think it's going to be? I'm saying a left-handed bat.
Left-handed bat. All right. Travis Jankowski is a left-handed bat who plays center field, like Will Venable, left-handed center field. All right.
That's who I say it's going to be.
Okay. That'd be interesting. It'd be exciting. It'd be another fun
yeah.
thing.
But meanwhile, Murph's one player short tonight.
Correct.
That gives the advantage to the Braves.
Certainly.
It does.
Certainly. Now,
mm-hmm.
if you get out to a big lead and you knock Matt Whistler around, doesn't matter. But you're right. If you get into one of those eighth-inning chess matches, it could have an impact, and we'll see what happens. And then tomorrow with the early game, a 12:40 start, way back Wednesday, you know, got to get them here, whoever it is.
It's going to be somebody that's going to
– they're probably scrambling.
Not sleep too much tonight
and
have to get up early for a flight if they – unless they get on a plane tonight.
Exactly.
Which they might be able to –
yeah, they got time for that.
Yeah, they
got
do.
Time for that. All
they
right.
do.
Let's go to Twitter. Paul is one of our usual tweeters, at Prime Boss, and Paul is here. Look at that. That's the very rare AMR studio selfie from Paul. So nice to meet you. Thanks for coming by. And he's great on Twitter. So appreciate him hanging
watching
out.
Live.
Now he's, like, doing it here.
Yeah.
And he's taking the selfie, which is an always thing. So we got a lot of other Twitter questions coming in, as I said, about this trade. And you got a couple here that kind of focus on the guy who was acquired. Again, Marcus Green Jr. Devin says, why another catcher? That's what he says. Padres Haiku asks a similar question in typical Haiku form. Padres pick up Green, but didn't need a catcher. Will Preller flip him? Look, 21-year-old, you're getting a single-A guy who's recovering from Tommy John surgery. Why another catcher? They like him. Or they'll flip him. And I mean, it seems like a strange guy to flip. So I would guess that A.J. Preller likes him. And we'll hear more from A.J. coming up at about 6 o'clock. When you're talking about 21-year-olds, you're not worried about what else you've got in the organization. You're not worried about Austin Hedges or Rocky Gale or Derek Norris because you're talking about somebody that could be several years away, and who knows what the future
brings.
Is that right?
You're talking about a catcher.
Yeah.
You're talking about a catcher. Catchers are not easy to come by. Especially ones that are good defensive catchers, and it remains to be seen whether or not this kid is. But I can tell you one thing right now. I am sure that A.J. Preller had something to do with the drafting of this young man, or else this deal probably wouldn't have been made. I know for a fact – I shouldn't say for a fact. I am going to go out on a limb and say
not much of a limb. Yeah.
That A.J. knows this kid.
Sure. And again, AJ will be doing a conference call with the media in about 10 minutes. We'll pass along the relevant things that he's got to say. But yeah, no, look, AJ worked in that Texas front office for many years. This kid was drafted during that time.
Right.
He gets it. You know, he knows something
recently,
about him.
2013.
Exactly, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But again, you know, when you're talking about acquiring a single A guy, I don't think you say, not only that, a single A guy recovering from elbow surgery, you're not saying, well, we feel pretty good about, you know, Derek Norris and Austin Hedges, because this is years away. You develop him, you see what he turns into, and worst case scenario, if he turns into a good player, you can trade him or trade somebody else. I mean, these are things you worry about later on. Mickey on Twitter passes along, by the way, that Travis Jankowski is not in the Chihuahua starting lineup tonight. So if you want to play that game.
He's on a plane. Jet plane.
We can really cause some trouble, right? He's like, oh, he's not starting. I mean, there have been false alarms with that kind of stuff.
You think?
But I think it's.
Let's just speculate then.
Oh, go ahead, speculate away.
Well, I'm speculating. I didn't know he wasn't in the starting lineup until you just said so.
Yeah, no.
Here's a guy who's having one of the better years. You're talking about AAA minor league baseball.
Yeah.
One of the better prospects.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he's not in the lineup. That's not a coincidence. And there's a roster spot open up at the major league level.
It could be a coincidence.
It could be.
It could be.
But it's not.
He might just be getting a night off because it's been a while. Jankowski.
He is getting a night off.
We got.
You're right.
I get what you're saying. Not a power guy. Leadoff guy. All kinds of speed. Plays a great center field. Left-handed bat. Again, very similar, I think, kind of scouting report as Will Venable, except instead of being 32, he's 21 or whatever he is, you know, a younger guy. So something to keep an eye on. Who knows? Maybe it could be Travis Jankowski. All right, we'll take a break, come back, talk about last night's game. Colin Ray, now 2-0 in two big league starts, one of just seven Padre pitchers to do that, which is pretty cool, and get to some of the other fun things that took place last night, because there was some fun last night. Will Venable, by the way, two-run single early on in the game yesterday. He was a big part of the victory.
And a great slide by Derek.
Atlanta Braves. Yes. Yep. Yes. Absolutely.
You know, there's been some funny stuff that's happened since the last time you and I were together.
Well, the Padres, Matt Kemp hit for the cycle. That would be one.
That's
funny. Probably top of the list. You had all the umpire nonsense over the weekend.
You had a balk, balk, balk.
You ever seen that?
No.
Take away a balk after they talk about it?
I had Joe West on the phone within minutes.
What did he say?
He actually answered.
Are you probably shouldn't. I mean.
Oh, no. I told him. I was going to repeat what he told me.
Oh, okay.
He goes, I'll call you back.
And did he ever call you
back? And I heard him say, as he was hanging up, go to the Padre Rockies game. So that tells me he might have been in New York.
Very well could have been.
And then that play at home happened.
That's the worst.
I didn't have the guts to ask him about
I understand that.
He explained the Bach thing to me.
Okay.
Which you explained very well, by the way.
Basically, they said he was going from the windup. Pat Murphy's point, which is a great point, is that, well, his windup looks exactly like his stretch. So how are we supposed to know?
I went back and replayed, which I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
Quite a few times.
Yeah.
Both his stretch and his windup.
Identical, pretty much.
And, well, he...
Hard to tell.
It's like his little quick pitches. He tries to gain an advantage. And he does a good job. It's kind of like that pitcher from Miami. He jumps foot
Carter
two
Capps.
Feet forward. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got to make rule changes with that.
All right, we'll see. All right, we'll take a break, come back, talk about last night's game, get to more Twitter questions, and then Brady Phelps from the internet is going to be here as well. Whether you're a casual wine sipper or a connoisseur like Blooper, you won't want to miss Winefest at Petco Park. Enjoy this happy hour event Friday night from 4:30 to 7 before the game against the Redbirds. Enjoy wines from local and regional wineries. Ticket packages are available at padres.com/party. Very classy wine fest out at the park at the park. We'll take a break, come back, talk about last night's win over the Braves. This is Padres Social Hour presented by United.
We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour presented by United Airlines.
All right, we're back at the AMR studio at Petco Park. Kurt Bavacqua, Jesse Agler, Brady Phelps going to join us in a few minutes to hang out. The big news, Will Venable traded to the Texas Rangers. The free agent to be sent back, catcher Marcus Green Jr., who will turn 21 tomorrow, and a player to be named later. Let's move away from the transaction for a moment, though, and talk about yesterday, a 5-3 win over the Atlanta Braves. Colin Ray, second big league start, and his second win, which is a pretty cool accomplishment, obviously. He's 2-0, 5 2/3 yesterday, 2 runs on 5 hits, a walk, 4 strikeouts, 93 pitches. What did you make, Kurt Bavacqua, of round 2 for Colin Ray?
You know what impressed me about that young man, Jesse?
His command of the strike zone.
That.
The
fact that he threw 2 games to 2 different catchers.
Oh, I like that.
First game to Austin Hedges. Last night to Derek Norris. And you could see, I watched both games on television, you could see the differences in the patterns of the catchers.
Interesting. And it didn't bother him, is your point.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a great observation that you're right. You know, a kid making his second big league start, throwing to a different catcher than his first big league start. And his first one, Hedges, I remember talking to Austin before the game against the Reds, and I was like, hey, can you ballpark it for me about how many times have you caught Colin between the minors and spring training? And he said like 30 or so. So that's a decent amount of familiarity, certainly.
Absolutely.
For Colin Ray and Austin Hedges. And obviously, before last night, Derek Norris had never caught him in a game situation or in any sort of spring training situation because Colin Ray was not in big league camp this year.
And that bunt that we just saw that he fielded and started to go to second, that was impressive also. People don't realize how hard it is to do what he did there because his instinct was for him to go to second base, and for a kid that young not to fulfill the instinct and just go there, that was an experienced player doing what a young kid did. It was good.
No, a young kid young doing kid, what an experienced player would do.
Exactly.
Yes. No, he's – look, he
I
looks –
I flipped that around, didn't
no,
I?
Yeah, no, it's okay. He just looks in control. Like, he doesn't
he does.
Look he's talking about how nervous he is.
He's very impressive.
He's talking about that. He's saying, hey, I was still nervous in round 2. He didn't come off that way. Like, on the mound, there was a presence about him. There was a calmness about him. And he's just been solid. Like, that's all you can ask for a guy coming up in that situation.
It's okay to be nervous.
Yeah.
Nervous is not a bad thing. It really isn't.
Okay.
Really isn't. I like the fact that he's a little nervous.
Because?
Nervous keeps you on your toes. Makes you. I think it gives you more thought process.
And you want more thought process.
Absolutely.
I thought we're always saying they should think less, these guys.
No.
You want them thinking more.
About what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about everything.
Got it.
You can think too much also.
Yeah. Fine line.
When you're thinking about just the pitches that you're going to throw to a hitter, it's a different thing.
Okay. I think I get what you're saying.
I hope so.
That's very deep. You and Dr. Kurt on me there.
I'm explaining myself very good today.
No, you're fine.
Not really.
No, no, you're great. You're outstanding.
I'll be okay by the time the show's over.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you will.
That's
need a break? You want an intermission? This is baseball, not hockey.
Give me some popcorn.
There's no halftime. This isn't football. We can get you popcorn, though. We can work on that. He was a story last night, certainly, Colin Ray. Jed Jerkle playing shortstop. Like, totally fine. Totally fine.
I got to tell you, that was out of left field for me.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I don't know if – I was surprised. I really was.
Me too.
That would be the last guy I expect. Not really the last, but one of the last guys as far as extra men that I would think he'd throw in shortstop. I would think Solarte would be over there before Jed. But evidently they're looking at down the road, not just for a game or two.
Solarte we saw there last year, I think one game, if memory serves. And, you know, it wasn't awesome by any means. But, you know, he's, I think, gotten really comfortable at third base. My sense with Solarte right now is, like, he's got a good thing going. They don't want to mess with it. That's kind of the way I'm thinking about it. All right, so that was one story last night, Jerko at shortstop. Colin Ray was another story last night, his second big league start. We don't often get to talk too much about, you know, guys in middle relief roles because of the nature of what they do. But Bud Norris has been really, really impressive since he came over, only about a week ago, I guess, at this point. And he is our firehouse sub of the game. Bud Norris coming out of the bullpen last night in the sixth inning, two-run game, and just filthy, man. Just filthy. Like, I didn't realize Bud Norris could throw 97 miles per hour, but I guess when you're a starter and they're saying, hey, just go out there and get me one out, two outs, you're able to turn it up a little bit.
See, some people just, they look past teams getting players like this. And how does that happen? I mean, how do you get a guy that throws with that velocity and has that kind of nasty slider that he's shown? And then Zepchinski.
There you go.
Is the other guy. You know, he's got good stuff.
Yes, he
How
does.
How do you acquire those two guys?
Well, they gave Abraham Almonte up for Zepchinski.
Okay.
You know, that was a trade. That was the deadline deal, the one that the Padres made. But no, on the other side, you're right. Bud Norris, he was the guy. Like, he was the just out there to be had kind of guy. And that's great. You know, I mean, he had a weird start to his year. He was sick. He lost some weight. Wasn't as effective as he was last season. But he's looked unbelievable. And so because of what he was able to accomplish last night, he is our Firehouse sub of the game. Make sure to check out the new edition of Firehouse Subs at Petco Park or visit any of their San Diego locations in Point Loma or Escondido or Encinitas. Lots of places to go ahead and get that. I think your computer's making some sound again. I think we've run back into that issue. Or your phone, maybe? Is it your phone? You got something going? We've got a rogue sound.
There oh, it is my phone.
It's your phone? Okay.
Sorry about
no,
that.
No, it's fine. It happens. It's live television. By the way, a nice job by Anthony on Twitter. He tracked down Joe West. He was in Chicago for that White Sox-Cubs series. He's in the box score for Sunday.
So he wasn't in New York.
He was not in New York.
I wonder who he was talking to.
Mystery solved. Maybe they were just hanging out in the umpire room, and he's like, hey, flip on.
Yeah, I'm thinking at what he was trying to do with let's get to the Padre Rocky game. He must have made a call. Maybe he made a call to New York. I don't know.
Just trying to figure out what's going on.
After all, he is the president of the World Umpire Association.
That's a pretty big deal, I hear.
I know.
Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely. All right, we got some more tweets coming in about the trade, about moves that were made, were not made. Kennedy, Benoit pulled back today, reportedly from waivers. We'll certainly get to all of those as time goes on. When we return, though, Brady Phelps is going to be here. Lob Shots from the Internet is going to join us, and we'll talk to him about what's going on with this Padre team. And also, I want to get into the rules of the Internet. Okay? The unwritten rules of the Internet. You know how I love unwritten rules.
They have some.
Oh, yeah. And we'll talk a little bit about that. Because our
I
guy,
can't wait to hear this.
Our guy Brady, he's getting ripped off by ESPN. And it's ridiculous. So we'll talk to him about that. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres in Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. We'll take a break, come back, and Brady will join us to hang out and, you know, just BS a little bit. We'll have some fun. Padres Social Hour from the AMR Studio.
Welcome back to the AMR Studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour, presented by United. Game 2 against Atlanta coming up with Kurt Bavacqua. I'm Jesse Agler, and we're going to put our buddy Brady Phelps on the Cholula hot seat. He joins us here at Petco Park. How you been, man?
Doing well from the internet, I hear.
Yeah, Brady films from the internet. He's lob shots on Twitter.
That was good.
He's got a blog and everything like that. By the way, a couple things before we have some fun with Brady. A.J. Preller doing his media conference call after the Will Venable trade. Just confirmed, Kurt, your suspicions, Travis Jankowski will be here tomorrow. He will be the 25th man. He'll be called up for the first time to the major leagues. He's been leading off for El Paso. He's been playing center field. He's a left-handed bat. He is young Will Venable, essentially, you know, with obviously a lot of unknown ahead of him. But he will be here to take that spot on the roster.
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Really?
I swear.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe
you're calling him
it.
Out as a liar right now?
No, I really didn't.
No, not at all.
And by the way,
no, I didn't ask him that before.
Somebody on Twitter brought it up before it even like occurred to me. I was scrambling here. We're getting ready for the show. There was just a trade. My mind hadn't even gone that far yet, and people started saying it
Your
online.
Your mind works way too fast.
Yeah, no, I got to slow it down. I got to slow it down. Also, there's one person on Twitter, and I'm sure there are a few people on Twitter. They're like, how could you trade Will Venable for a single A catcher? Look, he's a 32-year-old free agent to be. You're getting something, as opposed to at the end of the year getting nothing. This is not a major move. It's a major move for Will Venable, obviously, and who knows what ends up happening with Marcus Green Jr. or the player to be named later. This is one of those things that happens over the course of a baseball season. And people, and there's not a lot of them, but the people who are sort of freaking out and acting like this is like the ending of something, you're going too far.
Let me address that person and all Will Venable fans that are out there right now.
Oh, boy.
Don't feel sorry for Will. Will's going to an excellent baseball town. He's going to an excellent organization, and he's going to a team that's fighting for a wild card spot and possibly a Western Division championship in the American League. So it's a good situation for Will. As much as we all hate to see him go, we wish him well.
It's almost as if you have been traded before, and you're speaking from experience.
I know about it. I do know about it, and I was with the Texas Rangers, and I know how good the organization is. They've got guys in their front office now that I played with. I know the fans there are great. It's a great place to live. He'll love Texas.
When the Padres were getting ready to play the Rangers a few weeks ago, whenever it was in Arlington, right before the All-Star break, I dubbed it the Bavacqua Bowl because of your experience with both teams. That might get superseded now. I have yet to think of what we could call the Venable
The Venable Bowl?
The Venable something. But we'll see. They do come back.
Venable.
Have we talked about that being Will's bat right there on top of the TV?
Yeah. We have not, but thanks for pointing it out. That's good.
We'll go ahead tomorrow.
He'll be back in 2 weeks in a Ranger uniform.
Yeah, it's pretty
That'll
crazy.
Be strange.
That's always weird when that happens.
It is.
That
it is
always weird.
And I tell you one thing, you got to pitch around him when he comes back. I promise you. Watch.
Pitch around him?
Watch.
What
a
situation's got to dictate it?
Watch.
So you're saying he's going yard?
I didn't say yard.
That's what you said.
But
Cam Maben went yard last night. Didn't matter.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, no, it is. It is one of those things
that
happens. All right, Brady is on Twitter, at Lobshots. You've had an interesting couple of days on there. So one of the reasons you're a good follow on Twitter.
Can we point out, though, that, like, this was not my intention or my – like, it's not like
this
was some agenda
this. No, no.
item.
No. This is just me.
Like, people are already annoyed with me enough.
No. I'm doing this on my own.
Okay.
My own volition, okay?
All right.
One of the reasons you're fun on Twitter is you make silly little pictures of things in Photoshops or whatever. You know, like
– MS Paint, yeah.
Yeah, fun graphics. And so you did one the other day with Philip Rivers after he signed his contract extension. And it was fun. It was, oh, hey, Brady, I like that. You know, that's one of those things when you're scrolling through your Twitter feed in the office, you go, oh, that was cute. That was fun. Maybe you favorite it. Maybe you retweet it. Maybe you reply. Who knows?
Maybe all of the above.
Maybe all of those things. And then one of the ESPN accounts, right. Sports Nation, that show.
3.2 million followers.
They just stole your picture. And now the way the internet works is if you're going to use something that somebody made or a line that they're going to make, what you're supposed to do is say at least hat tip or via at Lobshots, or you just quote the person's tweet. And any one of those things really is an okay thing to
Acceptable.
Do.
Acceptable. Yeah.
But to just take it and put it out there with no reference to the person who made it is something that, you know, there are these scam artists on, like, Instagram and Twitter, and they've been doing this. That's been in the news a lot the last couple days.
Yes, fat guy.
Yeah, there's a couple names, that are out there, and they're ripping people off all over the internet. And it's like, okay, these are just jerks. But for, like, a major media company to do it is, that's weak sauce, man.
I've always thought it was a terrible Twitter account. I don't think the show is actually terrible. I think there's some. I like Beetle, Michelle Beetle. I like her. I like Wiley. Kellerman's all right. So I don't think the show is horrible, but I've always thought the account was pretty cheesy, and so they've never really stolen, to my knowledge, anything of mine. But I always, you know, they're kind of one of those accounts you kind of make fun of, like, really, you're gonna tweet that, like.
But they stole from you.
And then they stole from me, and that sort of took the outrage to another level. Now I'm kind of, you know, one of my things per se on Twitter would be to, you know, blow things out of proportion that shouldn't be, the gum and the outfield and the bold number one and the, you know, lineup card and silly things that maybe don't matter to other people that I will, you know, take and then blow out of proportion. So when they did that to me, I you know, of course, blew it out of proportion. And then I thought, okay, the funny thing to do would be anything I tweet going forward, I'll just do a little hat tip Sports Nation. You
right.
know, like give them credit for any thought that I had
right.
or got from anybody else, really.
Have you heard from anybody there? Any replies, any anything?
So after, I don't know how closely you followed today, but so
quite
yesterday
closely,
this happened,
yes.
and then two more times. Now all the ones that I said hat tip to Sports Nation, like as if they, you know, I was giving them the thank you.
Right.
They then took that, did not credit me, and then actually used it. So they have, you know, whether it's a social media intern or
right.
somebody is thinking, oh, this is going to be hilarious. This idiot who thinks he can come after us, ESPN. We're gonna double down, triple down.
Or the person is really that stupid where they think you saying hat tip is you giving it to them.
I actually hadn't thought of that scenario, but that would be incredible. That
there
someone
are some
that dumb
people out there.
Incredibly stupid.
Very stupid.
I think they're probably pretty clever and doing this to just kind of know that they can, you know, grind
twist
it
the
in.
Knife
yeah, this is
bit.
This is something they know I can't do anything about. I'm a measly little 5,000 follower guy.
Hey, power of the internet, man. You can do something about this.
I have.
You're on television right now, live television. You're on some sports bar in Bristol, Connecticut right now. There's some sports bar. And they're hearing this.
They're hearing this, and
it's just weird to me that they would steal from you.
It is a little weird.
It's
to
just
me. Like,
weird.
Like even if it's like some little personal vendetta thing after they did it once, like oh let's do it two more times and just kind of poke fun at him, because you know listen I acknowledge it's silly and it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things but it is so bizarre to me. Like what are they thinking?
Ridiculous.
A little ridiculous. I know the internet's a funny place.
Very funny place. Friday night, Matt Kemp, first cycle in Padre history.
Lost my mind.
Yeah?
Lost my mind. I didn't win that thing. I mean, obviously like Kemp, I think most people thought it was gone. Right?
Yeah.
And when that hit the wall, I mean, just the eruption of emotion. This is not me being weird or anything, but I was so impressed with your call, man.
You did a great
job, Mudcat chiming in. And the thing that people, I think, don't understand about when a moment like that happens, a moment where it's the first time in franchise history that has been around since the 60s, and this is the first time that it's ever happened. Like, it's such a monumental, like, that call is going to be replayed from now until forever. And it's really important to get it right, and you did. And then you left silence. And I don't think people that don't follow commentating, so they don't understand the idea of leaving silence for the crowd and the audience to kind of absorb what just happened. And you were able to do that. And you did that on purpose. And I'm going to stop. Because
you know what the last thing heard was?
I sound
was?
Like a fanboy now, so I'm going to stop.
He called it out on the silence part. That was good.
Yeah.
But you know what the last thing that was heard was? You got to go from Mud.
Yeah. Mud was awesome. Mud made that call.
Just, yeah.
Mud was he standing up, jumping up and down?
We both were.
Emotional.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It was
a lot
of fun.
As soon as it caromed.
It hit the one place it had to hit. That's unbelievable.
Exactly it's so
right.
cool.
That's exactly right.
It hit the one place it had to hit. Glenn Hoffman was here yesterday. We were talking to him about it, which was cool because he's obviously the one. Get down. Yeah. You know, he's right there. And the joke I made with him was like, if it gets a little bit further away, like, are you waving him home?
No way.
Are you waving him home? Like, if he's got a chance to score, are you waving him home?
And, what did he say? I
think I was just messing with him. I didn't
actually.
Oh, my
gosh.
Like, but that in inside the park home run, when you need a triple for the cycle, would be the funniest
thing. If it would have been a stand-up inside the park home run, you hold him up at third for
That's
the first
what you
in franchise
do.
History. history.
That's what you got to do. All right, one last thing. Brady is, again, he's good at the internet. He's funny online, at Lobshots on Twitter. Way back Wednesdays here, we've been doing this fun thing, the guys with the video board, the different headshots and stuff, right? So yesterday we did a poll, and we said, which headshots do you want to see for this Way Back Wednesday against the Atlanta Braves? One option was professional wrestlers from the 80s and 90s. One option was the Garbage Pail Kids.
Yes.
And one option was 80s toys. The example here with Matt Kemp and Nick Markakis, G.I. Joe and My Little Pony.
Right.
So the voting is concluded, and
it is.
I believe we are ready to announce the winner.
Oh, man.
Blooper, you ready to announce the winner? All right, here you go. The winner? Wrestling. Bret the Hitman Hart and Jake the Snake in this example, Matt Kemp.
It's so good.
It's really good.
It's so good. I honestly was kind of pulling for the Garbage Pail Kids. They got a special place in my heart. Yeah, I used to collect baseball cards as a kid, and they were kind of an offshoot of baseball cards.
They were. Yeah. Offshoot's a good word for it.
Yeah, it's a very, very far-fetched offshoot.
Very off.
But wrestling is great. Nobody wanted My Little Pony. Come on.
Yeah. No, I understand. All right, man. Hey, always good to stop by. Make sure you follow Brady on Twitter at Lobshots, and feel free to take any of his content.
What about ESPN?
It's weak, man. That's weak. Well, we might know. Blooper knows some people there.
You got to think of something.
That's just weak.
They might survive, you know.
They might be okay.
In the midst of my attacks on them, they might make it.
Well, this could be the thing that topples the empire. You never know. The one pebble that just sort of eventually that happens.
I would be the internet hero.
That's Brady Phelps on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. Thanks to Brady for stopping by. As always, we'll take a break, come back, and more Social Hour right after this.
We're back with more of San Diego's number one source for everything Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
All right, welcome back. Thanks to Brady Phelps for stopping by. Funny dude.
He's fun.
Funny dude. And just really, again, weird, the Sports Nation thing. That doesn't matter. Why are you stealing some guy in San Diego's Twitter stuff? Like, you don't have to do that. That's so weak. That's so weak. That stuff bothers me so much. And you know in baseball, I hate the unwritten rules. I'm always complaining about the unwritten rules. But the reality is, like, on the internet, those kinds of things, like, I'm a Twitter freak, right? Like, I'm on Twitter all the time. Like, you just sort of know what you are and are not supposed to do. It's common courtesy. It's a decency thing. And for ESPN to just steal from people is weird. Anyway, back to baseball.
Yes.
We were talking a little bit about last night's game, some of the fun moments. Jerko at shortstop, Colin Ray pitching, Matt Kemp home run. How about Justin Upton out in left field? This is one of the catches of the year. Going back and with no regard for his body right into the Qualcomm sign. That was very, very impressive. This guy, you go back to the Met series, right? That play in left field. Was it the Met series? Whatever. There was one in foul territory in left field. Man, this guy is just – he's got one speed, huh?
You know what the best part of this whole deal is for me?
Hmm.
Just watch him. Not one time does he smile. And I tried to see him today, and I couldn't get to him because I was just going to ask him how bad did he want to smile. Because he's just not that kind of player.
Mr. Business.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's great.
He's not the guy that's going to come up and show a lot of emotion or anything. He's just going to make the play. I know he wanted to smile. You could just tell.
I like it. I like it. All right. That catch in left field by Justin Upton, our Montalvo Tequila. Smooth play of the game. Triple distilled, exceedingly smooth, and locally owned Montalvo Tequila, where craft meets crowd. We'll take a break, come back, and how about this? We're going to wrap up Social Hour? We are right after this.
From start to finish, it's the best 60 minutes of Padres talk you'll find anywhere. Now, from the AMR studio, it's more of Padres Social Hour.
All right, Padres Social Hour presented by United. We're running out of time as we get ready for the second game of this series, Matt Whistler against James Shields. A couple tweets I want to get to real quick, Kurt Bavak. Well, Brent says, is there any reason an offer to Justin Upton has not already been made, or has there been? Justin has said he doesn't want to do this during the season, and so we'll wait until the season is over. He is an impending free agent. E.T., in CA, phone home, says, why would we pull back Kennedy and Benoit off waivers if we have no intentions of keeping them? Let's save their balance money for next season. Benoit has a team option, so they may want to keep him for next year. As for Ian Kennedy, who's going to be a free agent, what they would save between now and the end of the season in 5-6 weeks by letting him go somewhere else or trading him somewhere else, that's not anything that impacts what they will or will not be able to do financially next year.
And you don't know who the team was.
Right, and what they were offering.
They might have just not wanted to trade him to that team.
That's exactly right. So there's good answers to those good questions.
Yeah.
It absolutely does. All right, thanks to KB. That was fun, as always.
I got better towards the end.
You were great, man. You were great. Don't listen to blooper. You were outstanding. We'll be back tomorrow early, 11 a.m., Padres Social Hour. Talk to you then.